Well, you walk into the room with your pencil in your hand. You see somebody naked and you say, "Who's that man?" You try so hard, but you don't understand just what you will say when you get home. Because something is happening, you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You raise up your head and you ask, "Is this where it is?" And somebody points to you and says, "Hey, it's his." And you say, "What's mine?" And somebody else says, "Well, what is?" And you say, "Oh my God, am I here all alone?" But something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You hand in your ticket and you go watch the geek, who immediately walks up to you when he hears says, "How does it feel to be such a freak?" And you say, "Impossible," as he hands you a bone. And something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Swallower, he comes up to you and then he kneels. He crosses himself and he clicks his high heels. And without further notice, he asks you how it feels. And he says, "Here's your throwback, thanks for the loan." And you know something is happening, but you don't know what it is. Mr. Jones. Now you see this one-eyed midget shouting the word "now," and you say, "For what reason?" And he says, "How?" And you say, "What does this mean?" And he screams back, "Your cow. But you don't know what it is, do you, Mr. Jones?" Well, yeah, walk into the room like a camel, and then you find you put your eyes in your pocket and your nose to the ground. You know, there ought to be a law against you coming around. You should be made to wear earphones, 'cause something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you?
Mr.